There's also another way we can distinguish between mainstream literature, even magical realism, and fantasy. Mainstream fiction in the 20th century is most often about wants. These are very serious wants. They're about wants. I want respect, or I want freedom, or I want to be treated as an individual, or I want to have the group that I represent be respected. But they're still about wants. Fantasy is often about characters' needs. It's about how do we get enough food, or how do we not get killed by the bad guys, or how do we not get swallowed up by the Dark Lord. It's very different to have a story about needs and about wants. And people would say that, well, wants are much more sophisticated. But wants also shows that they're coming from a society that has the luxury of talking about wants. Literature about needs often showed up in the 19th century in books by Dickens, or even into the early 20th century in things like the works of Theodore Dreiser or Maggie, A Girl of the Streets. Even Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, it's not really a novel, but it has a lot to do with about needs, about who's getting what food. That kind of class-based literature was about needs, but it always gets modified and changed into things about wants, about respect, and about freedom. And those are important things. I don't want to put them down. I just want to point out that literature that's about wants is coming out of that Henry James tradition, a very comfortable, a very settled tradition, and a tradition that was written by people who had enough food on the table. I mean, when Virginia Woolf talks about you need 3 guineas and you need a room of one's own, she was a rich person who had all that stuff. And so she's writing about the things settled people have. Even people I love, like Thackeray, who's writing about and wanting money, they're again writing about people who don't have as much money as they should have, rather than about people who are starving. You really have to go back to people like Jack London and writing the adventure stories, The Call of the Wild and all those northern stories, or the kind of adventure stories of Rider Haggard and the not-so-serious adventure literature that Tolkien was inspired by to talk about needs rather than wants. And I know this is a broad generalization, and we can find both in both kinds of literature. But I think it's a worthwhile set of categories to look at. This means that mainstream fiction betrays its roots in the courts, or at least among the elites, and fantasy literature has its roots in the populace. Fantasy literature is popular. It sells. It needs to make money. Mainstream literature has patrons a lot of the time. Many writers of mainstream literature have other jobs in academia. There are professors. There are distinguished fellows attached to institutions. They write for their patrons. They say they write for themselves, but of course they have to please their patrons in some way. Fantasy writers have to please the marketplace, and that makes a big difference. Now, I'm not saying that a mainstream writer doesn't please the marketplace, because certainly Gabriel Garcia Marquez has sold thousands and millions of books. And certainly Mark Helpern is on the bestseller list, and Salman Rushdie, everything he writes is a bestseller practically, as well as being a serious work. But there is that difference that we need to note.